Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. In today's episode, we are going to be continuing on the overarching theme of resumes by talking about sending out your resume. You now have a good idea of what a resume is, why we write resumes, how to format them, and how to write some good bullet points. The next step in this process is to actually send the dang thing out. The most common method that you will see to submit your resume is online, either through a job search site like Dornsife Compass, ConnectSC, Indeed, LinkedIn, etc., or through the company-specific website itself. Be aware that while filling out the application, a lot of the information in the application will come from your resume. Is this annoying that you have to repeat things that can just be found on your carefully crafted resume? Yes. But that's the reality of life, so we have to live in that reality that we are in. I'm sorry. You can, however, use this as a major incentive to take the time and effort to write out a high-quality resume, because then it will ultimately be easier for you to fill out those areas on the online application because you already have them. When submitting your documents for a job application, make sure to pay extra special attention to what is being asked of you. Some jobs will have special instructions on what they want uploaded with your application and how to do that. Follow these instructions. No matter what someone tells you to do, the way that that specific job you are applying to wants things is the right way, for them at least. It is my personal recommendation that you always submit your resume, tailored to that job, cover letter, tailored to that job, whether or not they are specifically asked for in the application. If you have a set list of references, which should be separate from your resume and cover letter, then that's not a bad thing to include. If the application specifically tells you not to submit one of those, again, follow those instructions. Nothing will stop you from getting a job faster than the inability to follow instructions. Another great way to get your resume into the hands of those who can hire you is to, well, put it in their hands. That being said, mostly gone are the days of our parents and grandparents, where they were able to walk into a place of business, hand over their resume to a person, and get hired. It can still happen, but that's going to be really rare for you. No, what I'm referring to is career/internship fairs and employer-sponsored events. This is an excellent time to meet representatives of the companies that you want to meet. I highly recommend that you bring with you physical copies of your resume so you have something to give them and remember you by. It's like a business card, just with a little bit more information. With these resumes that you give out at career fairs, it may be a little bit more difficult to have the specific tailoring that you would want to do when sending in a specific job application. You certainly can have company-specific resumes set aside, but it would also be a good idea to have some one-page general resumes as well. As much as you can, get some sort of contact info for the person/company that you hand your resumes out to. This exchange will allow you to have something to follow up on in the days/weeks after the event. A third way to get your resume out into the world is by utilizing some websites that make your resume available to employers to search you out. This is probably the least active way of getting your resume seen, but it's a great way to just have a passive thing going on. On the websites such as Indeed, LinkedIn, Your Next Step, Dornsife Career Compass, ConnectSC, you can upload a copy of your resume that can be visible to employers 24/7. The upside to doing this is it can be something that is present 24/7 and looked at even when you might be otherwise engaged in not actively sending out resumes. It allows employers to find you based on them liking what's on your general resume, meaning you're already going to be a step ahead of everyone else because the employer found you. The downsides are that the resume you upload will have to be very general as the world at large is looking at it, which as we have discussed is not the best practice to getting a job. Specific is always better. As well, while some employers do look at these publicly posted resumes, many honestly don't, and you are more likely to be contacted by companies that you might not be interested in. So bottom line, it's a good passive way to have your resume out in the world, but it should not be your only strategy while you are actively doing targeted applications. When sending out resumes and filling out applications, the number one advice that I have for you is that it's a numbers game. The more resumes and applications you send out, the more likely you are to find a job. I know that this is mentally and emotionally draining as a process. Believe me, I've been there. There have been many a time that I've sent out 50 plus resumes and applications to different companies in a field that I wanted to be in, only to be met with rejection or, possibly worse, complete silence. That hurts, and it is very stressful. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it isn't hurtful and stressful, but keep pushing through. If you are continually being met with rejection, that might mean you need to change up how your resume or cover letter looks. Again, resumes are never actually done and can always be improved. So maybe schedule an appointment or another appointment with one of our DornSafe Career Pathways career advisors, or change up where you're looking for jobs. Online is where most of them are, but again, take advantage of career fairs and other career events that are frequently happening on campus. Improve on your elevator pitch and other skills. If doing the same old thing isn't bringing results, then that means you need to change something if you want new results. I know it is a stressful and scary time, but you can and will succeed if you allow yourself to grow and change as the career landscape around you requires. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu career pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.